Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
In this extraordinary moment, this incredible, you know, we've been calling it blast off energy here in February. We have a big show today. We're going to talk a lot about the February energy. We're going to give you some really good practices to help you glide through this. And we're really going to dive into the energy of the moment and how to actually create miracles. We are actually going to teach you how to create miracles on the show today. Big show.
Hey, it is a wonderful time to be alive.
It is. Believe it or not, guys, it really is.
And as you breathe each and every breath, let a smile come to your face because we are live, you are live,
woo-hoo!
And together we are conditioning the field of our shared experience.
And you know, in some respects, this is Super Sunday, right? There's a Super Bowl today, and we are grateful that you are here with us live. Thank you. Thank you for saying, I claim my miracle magic on a Super Sunday. And speaking of super, our lines might already be filled, but hey, if it's your day to get through, you will. So why don't you give us a buzz at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you call in and it's busy, it means all the lines are already full. But remember, as soon as we start saying hi to people, that's your chance to pick up and call in and get in the queue. And you get to listen to the show while you're in the queue. So
absolutely,
that's kind of fun. Yeah.
So here we are. It is February.
Oh, my gosh. Are you guys, like, blown away? I know I am. You know, it's ridiculous to keep talking about the time continuum because you've got to let go of it. I mean, that's really just one of the things. We are in this 2015 through 2022 ascension escalator, as we have been referring to it. 2017, a unique year, and this is a very intensely powerful month. February is huge. And, you know, Shri and I do want to invite you, if you have not yet gone to our YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira over there at YouTube, go listen, pay attention to what is being shared about this month, because there's a big opportunity this month to harness really big miracle energy.
There is an upliftment energy that is literally lifting everything, whether it is confusion and chaos or whether it is clarity and focus. And when we say it's blast off time, it's truly that time where you can be lifted into a new, more clear, more co-creative capacity, or you can feel overwhelmed and confused, and that'll get bigger.
In every single way.
Because one of the magic things going on this month is that there is an increased opportunity for conflict, for
mm-hmm.
confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And that energy of conflict and confusion is the ultimate distraction from your divine nature.
Now, we're calling it the con energy. And you know, you might kind of back up and go, now, wait a minute, Shri and Kira, why are you talking about this blast off? Well, because in January, remember we talked about it, how it was a unique month and a unique year. And what happened was that January was very much about ready, set, go. And the go happened the last week of January. However, now we're in blast off, and it's really a blast off. Things are moving. And especially things can feel very whelming. I won't use the word overwhelming, but very whelming, right? There's a lot of intensity. There's a lot of whelm. And so as Shri was just sharing with you, there is what we see as a conflict. There is the conflict between the actual energy, the ascension energy of February. You ready for this, guys? Just maybe bring a hand to your heart, take in a deep breath. The actual energy of February is active stillness. And this is why you have this active stillness, and then yet it's in the middle of this blast-off energy. And remember that the blast-off energy, this is that planetary momentum, is neutral.
Absolutely. And, you know, many people who, especially those with athletic practices, sometimes refer to as getting in the zone. You know, that zone where your body is in motion with whatever the athletic thing you're doing, and your consciousness is quiet, and you're just in that flow. Well, that's a nice way to describe the energy potentially of this month, because the zone is one of having energetic capacity. I have energy.
Woo-hoo!
And yet there is a stillness within that allows you to be in the place of clarity, of compassion, of detachment, yet you're engaged. And that's the new paradigm. That's the essence of ascended living. And so, beloveds, we're being given the gift of practicing that right here and now. Everything in the universe is conspiring to help you.
There's another con.
Oh, boy. Consciousness conspiring for creative capacities.
You know, exactly.
We are at a time where you can do wonderful things without doing anything. We're at the time of being in the wonderment of noticing. And believe me, it's easy to notice the contrast between inner peace and beauty and the outer world's convolutions.
Whew. Now, you know, guys, just really take a moment and breathe that in, because in this neutral blast off energy, that means that everything is blasting off. Everything is receiving this extra boost of energy. And in the neutrality, the blast off energy doesn't say, well, you deserve it or you don't, or you should have it or you shouldn't. It's a neutral force of energy that's right here on our planet right now affecting everything. Now, because of this blast off, and it's very big and it's very intense, and then the active stillness, which is the ascended energy of February, the very first con that can come forward in your life is either confusion or, quite frankly, conflict. And so pay attention. How have your first few days of February been? Are you feeling any confusion or conflict? That's one side of this. This is very much a yin-yang kind of experience in February, because if you are feeling that, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just caught in the planetary thought body trying to influence you. And I would suspect you might be spending a little too much time really paying attention to what's going on in the geopolitical global scene and things of that nature. Now, it's not that you need to put your head in the sand. Absolutely not. Because the energy of this month of February is active stillness. So what does that mean? Does that mean you just sit around and you're still?
No, does not mean that.
It doesn't mean that at all. Active stillness is the intention. It's the focus of your divine manifest nature in motion. And it's coming from that beautiful still center. You know, we talked about this late last year about the storm energy that was coming in. It came in that November, December area, and about how really when we have a storm around us, right, the S-T-O-R-M, it's an invitation to see the oneness and reclaim our mastery. And that's very much about active stillness as well.
Absolutely. You know, all spiritual growth has paradoxical moments. A paradox is presented when the mind's operating software is getting challenged by the new energy.
Yes, in every way.
And as we lift, as we grow, there are paradoxes like active stillness.
Yes.
Because what we're referring to is consciousness, and we're also referring to the capacity to create, the capacity to move forward. And that's the action of the active energy. And yet the stillness is the consciousness that would say, I can quietly observe and participate through vision, not through worry. I can participate through clarity, not through confusion. And I can go back and forth on the yes and the no's, but you get the idea. Is that when we are in the zone, and the zone's available to you right now, when we are in the zone, things just seem to happen. We feel better. We are in a greater sense of balance. And beloved ones, if you are not quite there yet, then the purpose of this discussion is to say, wait a minute, you have a choice.
And you have a whole month, okay? Here's what's really important about February. February is a month that is inviting you to focus, and it will very clearly show you the results of your focus in February. Now, check that out. That's a really exciting thing. Now, you could say, oh, God, well, I don't know if that's as exciting or not. But the reality is this. More than any other moment to date, and there are some other moments coming, especially later this year, but more than any other moment to date, in February, you are going to see all around you the absolute results of focused energy. So if someone is focusing on something, doesn't matter whether you agree with it or not, they have that neutral blast off energy supporting them, and they are going to, whatever they focus on is going to have presence. Now, if you're in the third dimension right now, that can be a lot of fear, right? There's a lot of people that are very afraid. Sri and I are getting literally thousands of emails. There are just so many people right now. And the key is this: February focus is about February. So the greatest revelation, the greatest thing we can offer to you for February is, think of February as the end-all, be-all month. And here's what's so great. It's a shorter month, right? But February is about focus. Try to stay right here, right now. Focus on what your dreams are. Focus on the miracles or the expansions or the things that you want to bring forward. And then in your active stillness, make them happen. Make them happen. So you go into your stillness, right? And you're actively calling forward your dreams. You're actively calling forward the actions or the steps maybe you need to take for a way that you're living or a place that you're living or how you're working or a relationship. Bring all of that together, but stay focused in February, because one of the first, if you want to call it, secrets of February success, and this is a powerful month of miracle energy. And remember, we're going to teach you how to do miracles during the show today. But one of the things that's most important to remember is this: stay right here. If you start worrying about the summer, if you start worrying about July, August, September, October, if you keep worrying about that, if you're focusing outside of February, you are diminishing the miracle energy that is yours to focus on this month. Think of it as fuel for the journey. Right? Yeah,
absolutely. It's also a meditative practice. We're bringing our attention to now, and we are allowing this now to fill us with our clarity and our focus and our current dreams.
And so if you fill up enough, if you keep filling, it's kind of like the bear before hibernation, right? Or the squirrel filling up their little cheeks. If you fill up this month with focused energy, you will absolutely have the blessing of enough fuel to carry you beautifully, safely, and joyfully through the rest of 2017. It is really that easy, guys. It's just that easy. And you might say, well, you know, Kara, I don't know if that's that easy, trying to stay focused in February. You know what? Don't you deserve it? Don't you deserve to be creating miracles? What have you been dreaming of doing? Are you being distracted by the conflicts? Are you being disheartened by people around you who are telling you all the reasons why things can't happen or why it's impossible? Or are you staying focused in your magical divine presence? Because February truly is a month that will give you all of the blessings that you are ready, willing, and able to call forward.
Now, one of the things I want to point out before we jump to the phone lines and say hi to folks is that we talk oftentimes about opportunities that are tied to a particular energy or a particular month in point in time. The fact of the matter is that the energies are available always. It's just that the energy of the month offers a unique support mechanism for that. So February is truly a powerful month, inviting you to go deeply inward and invoke the power of choice. The power of choice is an opportunity to influence our day and to notice how we are interfacing with the outside world, because we must reinforce our choices each and every day. Just to say, I choose love or I choose peace is not enough. We have to re-up constantly. And each step, each breath, each time we meditate, each time we stretch and walk and affirm, I love my life, we come closer to the ultimate experience of self-trust, which is your true freedom.
Oh, absolutely. Because only when you can harness that trust in the universe can you free your mind. And February is a month that is just so beautiful and so blessed. And yes, in the third dimensional reality, there's a lot of nasty stuff happening right now. And it's going to continue because everything is in the neutral blast off energy. But remember, guys, the true presence, the ascended energy for February is active stillness. Claim your active stillness and you will manifest the miracle. Plus, we're going to actually teach you how to do that today, which is, I'm just all excited about that, Sri. I really am.
Always fun, indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to say hi to some callers. And
I'm excited about that, too.
Absolutely. And I say, let's go to a first-time caller on line one, and we'll say hi to Midge from St. Louis.
Well, hey, Midge, welcome to the show. Namaste.
Namaste to you. This was very, very interesting. I loved everything I heard. And I certainly started February off with a jolt on February 1st. So I'm very glad that I'm listening.
Well, we are too. We're glad you're listening too.
Do you have anything in particular to tell me personally that
Absolutely.
Would help my February?
You bet. And you know, Midge, first and foremost, I just want to share this with you. When you were talking about the jolt February 1, I was kind of giggling inwardly with you because it's one of those experiences for you that you have all of these, well, I'm going to use the word angels because they really are. I mean, they all represent themselves. It's like you have all of the archangels around you. And what they're saying is, we have got you and we needed your attention. And they're saying, now that we have your attention, we're offering open doors. And they're showing me you're just like you're walking and all these doors are opening. And there's so many doors opening that there's a point that's like, well, I don't even know which one to walk through. And they're saying, this is the time to trust your heart, trust your guidance, learn to trust. It's time to walk on the other side. They said that you have been preparing for this. You have been talking about it. You know you know about it, but this is the time to kind of take the leap and do it. And they're saying that's why they got your attention, but that they've got you. Take the leap and you will not fail.
Oh, thank you. Trust is a big issue. So I'm glad you brought it up again.
Well, Midge, you got in first. Trust that this is your moment and things are shifting.
Oh, thank you so much.
Namaste, my angel. Many, many blessings, and we're so happy you're here. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you. Namaste.
Okay. So one of the things I want to remind each and every person is that trust is another way of saying love. To trust ourselves is to love ourselves as a divine being. To trust the universe is to say, I love spirit. Mm. I love creation. Mm-hmm. And so that when we are in a state of loving our life and loving our spirit, etc., we are really saying, I trust my life and I trust my guidance. And that's a practice. We must relax ever more the human ego that would interfere and seek to control and doubt.
Well, you know, and the archangels themselves, Sri, I love that you're sharing this because, you know, it was Archangel Zadkiel who came in and said, trust is love. And so remember that, angels, that in order to really call in that unconditional love, that incredible love that cannot be whipsawed by the emotional body or any other events, that one, that stillness, right? That still small voice inside that is ever present, it means that you're offering trust to yourself. And this is why we're talking about this again in February. It's the moment to do it. All right. Well, you know, Sri, we have so many beautiful people holding on. Why don't we say hi to another amazing caller?
Absolutely. Why don't we head to New York and say hi to Anthony on line two?
Namaste, Anthony. Welcome.
Hello, Sri and Kira. How nice to be speaking with you again, hear your voice. I've been engaged in your work for many years, and I just love speaking with you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. It's always a gift.
I'm just looking for a mini soul reading today that would benefit both myself and the group. I'm at a bit of a crossroads here, and so I'm hoping for anything you have to share.
Oh, Anthony, you know, I love you so much, honey. Thank you so much for calling in today. And I'm giggling that you're caller number two on line two, because the way that this crossroad shows for you is kind of like an X. It doesn't come up as like a Y. It comes up as an X, which is what? It's two lines. And what they're showing me is that it's very important for you. You know, it's funny. The theme today is really trust, I guess. They're saying that you already know what you're doing. You've got it. And that there is a moment before you. And it's interesting, this two energy, 2 weeks, that within 2 weeks, this is going to be a very obvious momentum for you. And they're saying that between now and then, over these next 2 weeks, pay attention to the relationships and the partnerships around you, because again, Anthony, this two energy is really big. There's the crossroad that you're in involves other people, and that's going to get more, the word they're giving me is more distinct and more obvious. And within 2 weeks' time, you'll no longer be at a crossroad. You'll be fully aware of the road, and the road will unveil itself, and it will feel, it's almost like I see you breathing, like you're taking a big weight off your shoulders and saying, the light is here, I'm ready, I'm breathing. And so I'm really honored that you would call in right now today, and thank you, my angel. We love you so much.
Oh, that is wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's great hearing you. Thank you.
Oh, you too, angel. Namaste.
Oh, man, bless you. You know, once again, I invite each and every one of us to breathe and smile and trust the flow that is upon us, because each person that calls is representing something universal, something that touches everyone's heart in some way.
Well, and this is such a big, you know, it's such a big month. And you know, again, active stillness. Every caller that we talk to, you guys know, whoever gets through on any given day, yes, there's your personal questions, but it's always so, like, I'm watching how so far there's been a lot of trust, because mm-hmm. February is really about active soul, active stillness, calling it in and trusting that you can manifest your miracles, because you're going to want to stay with this whole show today, because in the second half of the show, we are literally going to teach you how to manifest your miracles. And I guarantee if you guys focus in February, you will be giggling in March.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to say hi to a first time caller.
Let's do it.
Line three, we have Romaine from Los Angeles.
Love Los Angeles. Hi, Romaine.
Hi, namaste.
Namaste, beloved.
Well, thank you so much for the work you are both doing. I just wanted to let you know it's so good to listen to you and even beyond the world. So thank you very much.
It's our honor to connect with you, my beloved one. How can we serve you?
Thank you. So, it's funny that you guys are talking about stillness, because it's what I've been looking for a long time, that inner peace coming from consciousness itself.
Yes.
But it's been really hard since I had the intention to remove all illusion and desire. And I guess I got my answer, because I lost everything. So it's kind of been a downfall. So sometimes I can have some glimpses about who I really am, but I still feel I'm missing something that's right in front of my nose. Something, there's something that's putting me back into suffering stories. So my question is, how do I bring back the truth of who I am and transcend the illusion just to be back with one with life? That would be my question.
Romaine, I first and foremost want you to just relax and breathe. And I truly am bowing before you. You are an incredibly powerful soul. And you are, I have chills even as I'm sharing this information with you. And what they're sharing with me, I'm just going to share with you exactly what your guides are telling me. And I offer this with all love. They're saying, not in this moment, but maybe in when you feel called to do so, they're saying, bring your hands to your third chakra, to that area, you know, the stomach area. And as you do, they're saying, allow yourself to grieve the final grief of all that has been. And they're showing me you just wailing. I mean, just really letting it go and crying and wailing. And they're saying that if you allow the grief to really flow, the joy will fill the empty space, the creative heart will ignite, and you will turn around and find the beloved gift of your divine self once more. And they're showing me your hands igniting with so much light and so much love, and that this third chakra is very, very powerful for you. And it but there's this huge well that needs to be emptied. And if you empty it, and this doesn't have to be a long drawn out thing, it could literally happen in minutes. But if you release that, they're saying everything else will fill it, and the creative blessing that you are will come forward. Romaine, I just want you to hear one thing. You have a very powerful gift, and you are ready. The planet is finally ready for you. You had to go through everything you've gone through. Your guides have so much to say. I'm just telling them I can't say it all on the air. But I just want you to hear how much I love you and how much I know you will move forward. And so thank you for the honor of connecting with you. I'm honored that you called in today.
Well, thank you so much. It's more than cool. I hope I hear what you say, and thank you very much to your boss. Thank you very much. Namaste.
Thank you, my angel. Namaste. Many, many blessings.
Well, everyone, it's truly wonderful. As we connect with each being, I find my own heart is stimulated and touched in ways that one normally doesn't get on a radio show.
No, well, but you know, let's face it. These are, bar none, Sri, you and I are so blessed because we have, bar none, hands down, the best callers, best listeners on the planet. And to all of you who support Sri and Kira Live Radio, we love you so much. We are just so grateful that together we can co-create this beautiful crystalline community of miracle presence, that every Sunday we come together and share and create. Remember that you co-create the show with us. It's your energy. It's your interaction. You know, I would be remiss, Sri, if I didn't celebrate with our audience here that we just culminated, bar none, one of the most extraordinary programs we've done in a while. I'm so honored and excited about all the people that joined us. It was our Sacred Science of Rudrashka, Mastery of the Seven Rays of Crystalline Light. And beloved angels, if you weren't able to join us on this class live, please gift yourself and take advantage of the home study. The home study is available. You can just go to selfascension.com. As a matter of fact, just scroll to the very bottom of the page and you'll see it. Click on this program, The Mastery of the Seven Rays of Light, The Secret Sciences of Rudrashka. Give yourself this gift. We're still kind of basking in the glow of, we had hundreds of people join us live, and it was just amazing. It was beyond amazing. It was an honor is what it was.
Truly. And the one thing I want to say to those of you that are going, well, oh, I don't know if I want this or not. It is actually a dynamic, rich curriculum from a mystery school is the only way I could say it.
Right.
If you were looking for the deeper secrets of why and how of your existence and how to move forward, then this will indeed offer you a higher order of truth that is appropriate for the times that we live in right now.
And one of the culminations of the program is teaching you how to create miracle energy in your life by going into the ascended presence and bringing it back. And I'm just, as I'm sharing with all of our callers today, Sri, as we're connecting with everyone around February, this is the time. This is the time, my angels. If there was one thing Sri and I could please invite you to do, it's to say, in this month of February, which is an intense month, stay right here, right now. Stay in February. The rest of the year will take care of itself. And, you know, even in our YouTube video, Sri and I announced we will not talk about the rest of the year until March. We're staying right here in February. It's the only time this year you're going to be invited to just stay right in one month. It's a short month. It's a great month. You deserve to manifest miracles, and you can do it.
Absolutely. And beloved ones, we have a lot to share with you about manifesting miracles, and we had some inspiration on how to move forward. Right now, it's time to take a commercial break, so we invite you to stick around because we'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom. affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste. Namaste. Kira Ra here, and I want to invite you to discover the Sedona Journal of Emergence. You might already know that they are the number one magazine of channeled and spiritually inspired guidance. As you experience the challenges involved in the global transformation of body, mind, and spirit, you might ask yourself, what guidance can I trust? The Sedona Journal of Emergence provides metaphysical guidance and answers from source through skilled and loving channels. Subscriptions include 10 issues and the very popular annual predictions double issue, and you can get it either digitally or in print. So just pick up the phone, give a call to 1-928-526-1345. Again, that's 1-928-526-1345, or visit SedonaJournal.com so you can subscribe. You know, Sri and I are in there every month, and we look forward to you connecting with the Sedona Journal of Emergence. Remember, it's 928-526-1345, or visit SedonaJournal.com.
Oh, welcome back, beloved ones, and we want to offer a tip of the hat to our sponsor, the Sedona Journal, truly a magnificent magazine that has been continuously supporting metaphysical understandings for, I think, more than 20 years.
Well, I know that you and I have been writing articles for them now for 10 years, so if you enjoy the work from Sri and I, our work from the Archangelic Realm is published in Sedona every month as well, and if you don't know about Sedona, really check it out, especially at this moment in history.
Absolutely. So, beloved ones, I want to bring your attention to a little a piece of learning that I want to share with you. One of the gifts that was reawakened in our awareness by the Archangelic Realm was the understanding of what is referred to as star consciousness.
Now, the reason we're sharing this with you is we've been teasing you, right? We've been telling you we're going to teach you this miracle manifestation process, and we really want you to harness this. Remember, if you focus in the month of February, if you give yourself the gift of minimizing the cons, right? The conflict, the confusion, and all the convolutions, and you give yourself the gift of focusing, you will be able to do this. So this is, check this out, what Sri is sharing with you. This is important.
So the star consciousness is a little bit like a chakra energy. You know, everyone is familiar with the seven primary chakras that are energy vortexes that release out of the spine. Well, star consciousness is located above the third eye. And what it is a gateway to your soul's energy, a gateway to your cosmic consciousness.
You know, if you ever look at the statues of Shiva, I love this. Because, you know, the eye of Shiva. Well, if you ever look at it, you'll realize it's not right down there between the eyebrows, guys. It's up. It's holding the star consciousness presence. And if you want to find your star consciousness, just take your finger, right? Put it between your eyebrows. Find your third eye. Then gently close your eyes if it's safe to do so. Take a nice breath and slide your finger up, about an inch and a half.
and it's almost like a lock. You'll feel it. And you could even make a little spiral there with your finger and start feeling it.
And I'm sure you may get a smile on your face when you see some of the mystical paintings and photos of the masters. And some of them have a jewel in that spot on their forehead. Some of them have a light, like a little sunbeam coming out of that spot on the forehead.
Master Lanto
was a brilliant, brilliant.
If you ever look at Ascended Master Lanto, you'll see that it's all star consciousness, guys.
And so star consciousness is a place that you can actually focus and reside in that is unfestered, unmolested by ordinary life. So as you practice bringing your energy up to that point on your forehead, you'll find that you're in a calm place, a connected space. It's actually the gateway to that active calmness that we talked about for February.
It's also a call to ascended presence. You know, a lot of people have been writing us lately about headaches and energy in the head and lots of tones and things. Well, if you have not yet really opened your star consciousness, what's happened is that your energy is at a moment where it's saying, hey, we're here, we're ready, let's do this. And so you might find that by consciously lifting from the third eye to the star consciousness, you start having relief from some of the physical symptoms. Now, conversely, for some people, when they first start working with the star consciousness energy, they might feel a little dizzy. You might even get a little headache. Breathe, drink water, and let it relax. All you're doing is you're just attuning. It's like working out a muscle because it's been there the whole time. It's just time for you to go beyond and to ignite this greater presence. And this is the month to do it because our star consciousness is the winner when it comes to igniting the first step of miracle presence.
Absolutely. And for those of you that want to take this a little further, you can look at YouTube and there is a video we released called The Star Practice, which talks about how to greet another being star to star. The point of the matter is, as you practice residing in this energy space, you will be the calm center and you will radiate an ascended energy. Now, what better place to manifest from? If you're going to pick something that you want to have co-created into the world, then why not have it come from that ascended consciousness?
I love that. Why not?
We don't need to create from the ego any longer. We need to create in a manner that supports our mission, our expression, and is in harmony with the oneness.
Well, you know, when we open up our star consciousness, miracles happen. And I want to remember, guys, you can send us an email to guest@sriankiraradio.com. And we get so many that we can't answer them all. But I do want to reach out to Jessica. Jessica, you wrote me twice, it looks like, based on what's been forwarded to me, and Jess DS. So Jess, first thing you said was, I've been guided by the blue Ascene. Beloved angel, yes, you have. And I want to share with you that it's actually the blue Ascene, and it's rather than spelled ASC, they actually spell it ESS. And the reason I'm sharing that with you is I'm not going to read everything that you've mentioned, but I really am great with the gift that you have written us and talking about your ascension process. And I just want to read a little bit about what she said, because it really helps with this active stillness and the blessing that comes in.
And so let me share some of this writing. Today, I was called to meditate outside as the sun is shining here in Seattle, which is a miracle in itself. As I opened myself to beings of light and the highest frequencies, I began to tremor rapidly. Again, they told me this is my DNA upgrade, that I'm ready for this. I asked who, quote, they are, and as I've asked this question in the past, and the answer I always received was, look into your heart. If it feels like love and compassion, you know we are benevolent. This time, as swift as I asked, the response was the blue Ascene. They explained how I resonate with the Pleiadians, and because I'm attracted to their energy and their physical characteristics, that they were the first contact crew for humanity, as at that time we were more accepting of their appearance because they looked so similar to humans. However, now the blue beings are currently present on the planet, residing in the fourth and fifth dimensions, assisting light workers with their upgrades. After my upgrade for the day was complete, they confirmed their presence by showing me blue orbs in my mind's eye, but also partially in reality. I was advised by them that you two are approved to contact as you are fully aligned with their group. I've been holding back from reaching out to anyone beyond my circle of lightworker friends about my experiences, but I'm guided to receive feedback from you if this seems to be in alignment with the beings you are also in contact with. Many blessings and thank yous. I look forward to hearing your response. Namaste, Jess.
Well, Jess, and for all of you that are listening right now, Sri and I have been working with the Cosmic Blue Essene for several years now. As a matter of fact, it was when we first came to Terra Nostra, it was the whole reason that we were brought to Terra Nostra. We have now discovered that it was really the number one reason. And our miracle team that we have a miracle team, which is an amazing group of people that we do lots of beautiful things together all the time. They receive special emails every week from us with messages from the Cosmic Blue Essene. And for those of you that want to learn about the miracle team, just go to TOSA, it's T-O-S-A, miracleteam.com, and you can learn more about that there. Jess, indeed, you are being invited to amp up, to go beyond, to free your mind. And my hat is off to you because you have been given a great blessing. You have been given a great gift. And as they said to you, the gift is that, and this is for everyone, when you are in connection, when you receive messages that say, go into your heart, remember that if it looks like love and compassion, then it is benevolent. These are very powerful words of wisdom. So just the only thing I would want to share with you is thank you for making yourself visible. Please reach out as you want to reach out. Yes, you are in with a divine, beautiful group. Yes, it is a group that we have been working with for quite a while. The group has a very beautiful lineage. Sri and I, as a matter of fact, the program that we just got done teaching had all this material in it as well. And so you are at a moment of a great upgrade, and that's why you're getting all the tremors. You know, that's why you're getting all those kriyas. And I know you said they were more than the kriyas you normally get. Sri and I really understand how that can be. The other thing I just want to share with you, my angel, is make sure you're drinking a lot of water. And also, you don't need to share this with everybody. I know that sharing this on our radio show is certainly a lot of people are hearing it, yet be wise with who you share this information. Be wise with how you receive it. It will grow and become even more beautiful and more extraordinary the more that you allow yourself to become the wise woman in the center of the storm. And so thank you for sharing, Jess. I love you so much, Angel. Many blessings.
And one of the things I just want to remind everyone is each person has their own way of communing and connecting with spirit, connecting with ascended beings. And sometimes we have a highly clear visual and auditory connections. Other times we just kind of feel like someone is smoothing our path and we don't know who or why. And I want to offer to you that it's all perfect, each according to their way.
In every single way, that's for sure. And, you know, in every way, why don't we say hi to some more people and then let's teach that miracle process.
All righty. Well, let's head to line four and we'll say hello to Hannah from Florida.
Hey, Hannah. Namaste.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. I'm so grateful to have gotten through and to be able to connect with you once again. I've been recently going through quite a bit of shifting and some inner child healing work. Which has really revealed a lot of things that I had to kind of work through and things that I've kind of cleared through these past several months. I'm feeling some of the duality between focus and clarity and then the confusion and the conflict. More and more, I'm getting focused and clear on the messages of empowerment that I really want to bring forth in a bigger way and to a wider spectrum of people. Some of the confusion and, I guess, conflict just, comes with the how and also the shifting in personal and professional relationships. So I was hoping for a mini soul reading, and thank you.
Oh, well, you are so welcome, my love. And it's always a blessing and a joy to connect with your energy field. You have such a sparkly energy field. I just enjoy it so much. It's so beautiful. You know, the how for you is very much, they're saying that for you, it's very much, it's funny. They're showing me, I don't even know how to describe it. They're showing me it's like young kids in a PE class and they're, okay, what I want you to hear is that with this stepping that's going on, it's like for you, it's like you need to sit down and write it out. It's like it's going to be A, it's going to be B, it's going to be C, and you have to stick with the plan and don't deviate. They're saying that it needs to be thought out, written out, and implemented. It's a three-step process. That's the how. And so I encourage you to sit down, go into your active stillness, get a piece of paper and a pen, and start putting down these steps, and then you've got to follow through with them once you feel that that is exactly the way you want to go. And that's what your guides want you to hear, Angel, so that's what I need to share with you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it so much. Thank you for all you guys do.
Thank you, honey. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, Sri, why don't we say one more person right now?
Absolutely. We're going to head to line two and welcome Angela, a first-time caller from Indiana.
Hey, Angela. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I have a question. My daughter is going through some custody battle, and she has a four-year-old son, and we would like to know how would it turn out, whether she will get more custody. Her son wants to live with her. So,
well, I first, beloved Angel, I am so grateful you got through today. And I am just reaching out and I am just loving you and loving her and this beautiful child. What a beautiful child. So I first need to share with you, this child is a master. This child carries very powerful. I'm covered. My crown chakra is just glowing. My hands are filled with energy. This child is the master that came in to be able to ignite a much greater sense of peace and purpose for your daughter, for yourself, for everyone. And so the first thing that I'm being told to share with you is actually coming from your child's higher wisdom. And it is saying, please do not worry. This will resolve. What is being practiced now is patience and perseverance. And I'm seeing hands in prayer position, lots of namastes, lots of pranams. And what I'm hearing is it is important to have patience and perseverance, not to get frustrated, not to get overly concerned. Just do what you need to be doing and it will work out. You just need patience and perseverance. And this is a very good month to be able to practice that, you know, to stay in the focus of that. But this child is a very magical child. And so that's why this is why the karmic energy came in this way, because this is actually going to be a blessing for all of you, and I promise you it will work out. Try to release the fear and just stay in the patience and the perseverance, and I bow my head and I just say thank you for calling in. I love you so much. Many, many blessings.
Thank you very much. Namaste to you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Many blessings. Namaste. Well, Sri, you want to squeeze in one more caller, or should we go right to that miracle presence?
I want to share a bit about the miracle presence.
Let's do it. And then we'll go to another caller. Right.
You know, it's important to understand that consciousness and energy are creative. Consciousness plus energy create form, create action, create avenues of expression. And while this may seem like basic metaphysical understanding, the question is, are you using your energy and your consciousness in an active, participative manner to help create that which is good and wholesome for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the question, isn't it? So let's talk about this miracle manifestation. So first and foremost, Sri and I are going to share these steps with you and write this down, guys. Go to selfascension.com, because it's all there, it's all free. Selfascension.com. When you get to selfascension.com, right there on the menu, you will see free lessons.
click on free lessons. And when you click on free lessons, you will see miracle manifestation techniques. So again, that's selfascension.com. And then you're going to click on the free lessons and you're going to drop down that list and you're going to go to the miracle manifestation technique. Now, this miracle manifestation technique, first and foremost, begins, and this is not written on the page, it begins with you getting, guess what, clear and focused on the miracle you want to create. So before you use the technique, you'll want to go ahead and give yourself the gift of really getting clear. And this is a great month to do that. This is a really great month to do that, is getting clear on what your miracle is. And remember, you can do this a lot. So with a miracle, you have to be ready, willing, and able to bring it into your life. And so sometimes you might want to look at, well, if this miracle comes in, what inside of me may want to still resist the miracle and flush that out?
Because remember, we are pretty complicated beings. And on the one hand, you may be desiring a certain outcome, but on the other hand, that outcome is not in the highest harmony for the longer term or for the greater mission or for all concerned. And this is why it's so important that we come into the star consciousness area to begin to see that miracle and confirm that it's an appropriate miracle that we want to create.
And so we're going to walk you through it right now. So if you have a miracle already, okay, call it up. Now put those hands, take your hands and bring them right up in front of your eyes with the palms facing you so that you're staring into your palms. Then breathe up into that star consciousness. Remember that star consciousness we talked about earlier? And bring all your energy, breathe up, breathe up, breathe up into that star consciousness energy and start beaming. Imagine that you are a radiant being of light and feel your pineal gland activate, a beautiful beam of light coming in through your crown, into your pineal, beaming out into your star consciousness, and it is filling your hands. And as that starts filling your hands, the only thing you want to do is start breathing and declaring, there are miracles in these hands.
And you rub your hands together briskly. You're growing the energy. You're lighting the fire.
I don't know if you can hear me, but I have my hands like in prayer position, and I'm rubbing.
And so you have the vision of what you're choosing to create. You're rubbing your hands together, now breathing deeply and fully, breathing in through the nose and bring the air right up into the crown and so circulate it, and then exhale out the mouth.
And remember, when you circulate it, you're bringing that breath all the way down to the solar plexus and then out of the mouth. So it's a circular breath up into the crown, down into the solar plexus, out of the mouth. While we're building energy, don't stop building energy. Yeah. We're rubbing those hands.
And as you're calling forth your divine intention to create a miracle, make sure that you align your intention with the divine. That's the clarity piece for the highest good, for the highest service. Feeling the energy building in your hands.
So build your energy. Let's do it. Build your energy. Hold your focus. Build it. And now, guys, in just 1 second, keep building. But in 1 second, not yet, you're going to open your eyes, pull your hands apart, and then you're going to bring your hands and you're going to give yourself, put those hands, rest them like you're going into a pharaoh position, rest them right into your heart space and receive. So release and receive. Receive. Thy will be done. This is your miracle.
And the joy of this practice is that it's a concentrated focus with an amplification of energy that you then bring into your body and aura, which makes you more magnetic and more oriented toward the fulfillment of your vision.
Now, if you want to have some real fun, get a friend, get your partner, sit face to face. You share your miracle with your partner and then you release it. And then when you're doing this technique, you're doing it on behalf of your partner's miracle. So you've released it, right? You've released it and you're focusing on the miracle of your partner. And after you build the energy, you then reach out and you place your hands on the shoulders of your partner while they're placing their hands on your shoulders and watch the magic bubble. It rocks. It works. It's a month of miracles. It's your ability to do so. You're amazing, guys. Take February by the hand, blast off your focus, bring in your miracle, and stay right here, right now.
It works if you work it. Keep going each and every day.
You know it.
And beloved ones, until we have the joy of being with you live again next week, may you breathe deeply and know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.